Though there are a couple verses that are highlights, and probably most every Christian has heard of them or quoted them. Many times they are quoted out of the context in which it was written, and we fail to see the rich background and purpose that's found in this book. Actually, this book is one of the most relevant. Now, when I say the most, of course, all of the scripture is relevant, but this has particular relevance for the day and age in which we live in the Church of Jesus Christ, because many of the same problems that Jude was writing about, you and I confront. And the Church of Jesus Christ has housed within it. Just by the tone of this letter, it's a trumpet call to defend the faith. James Moffat called it a fiery cross to rouse the Church of Jesus Christ. And as you see, it's a very short epistle. You know, it's got 25 verses in it. It's very short. But that was his style. He could say a lot in a very short period. And we're going to cover this book very slowly, very methodically, so that we might understand not only the problems that faced the church when he wrote, but how to counter them. So we'll take an in-depth look at it. Just reading the book of Jude will give us a lot of knowledge as to the condition of the early church at the time of its writing, the problems that the church faced and faces today. Especially problems whenever there is a revival or a great work and movement of the Spirit of God. Whenever there is a great work of God, there's always a great reaction in hell. Satan doesn't like great works of God. Great revivals of history have always been met with an onslaught of the enemy to push them down and to squelch them. And we see that in the book of Acts as we were studying it, that God poured out his Spirit on the day of Pentecost. Great persecutions were the reaction. As the church spread throughout the world, there were doctrinal problems, half-truths that were being spread about Jesus and about the faith that divided men over these issues. That's somewhat the background of this book. It seems that Jude began to write a letter of encouragement. He wanted to write about the common faith and salvation that all Christians face, and it was probably going to be this uplifting letter of encouragement speaking about the common faith. But there arose problems within the church, i.e. false teachers, that sort of forced him by the Spirit of God to take a different direction. And so he says in verse 3, "Beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you, exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints." Most of the New Testament was written as occasional theology, meaning there was some occasion, some specific thing that happened or teaching that was circulating that caused the men who wrote the New Testament to be pricked in their hearts because of the condition of the church. And that occasion prompted them, again, by the Spirit of God, moved by the Holy Spirit, to write some of the letters that were written. In other words, if the church needed encouragement because of persecution, a letter of encouragement was written. If instruction was needed, instruction was given. If exhortation was needed, exhortation was given. And Jude has an occasion to it. There is a reason that he writes this harsh, stiff, strict letter. And I use those words, and as you go through it, and we read it together, I think you'll agree that it is a very severe, one of the most severe letters in the New Testament. It sounds a lot like James or 2 Peter. But there was an occasion, that was the rise of what we will call apostates. In fact, we just covered Acts of the Apostles. You could call this series Acts of the Apostates. Now, I'd like us all to just read this book at a setting. There's only 25 verses, and then we'll make comment on the first few ideas in it. Jude, a bondservant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to those who are called, sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ, mercy and peace and love be multiplied to you. Beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you exhorting.